This is a Fox News alert. The U.S. takes out a top terrorist. I'm Dave Anthony. Killing the head of ISIS 3 years after taking out the group's original leader, Fox's Simon Owen has details live.
Dave, President Biden is due to speak shortly after announcing that the U.S. had, quote, taken off the battlefield ISIS leader Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi, one of the world's most wanted terrorists. Elite Special Operations Forces raided a house in northern Syria overnight. The Pentagon says there were no U.S. casualties. Syrian rescue workers say 13 people were killed, most of them women and children. The house was left with its top floor shattered and blood spattered inside. Dave.
Simon, reaction just in from Republican Senator Marco Rubio just telling Fox.
I think the president made the right decision to make this call, and it's important to remember that these weren't robots that went in and did this. These were Americans.
And Rubio worries ISIS is rising back up in Afghanistan. Later today, the president will go to New York City to address rising crime and gun violence. Fox's Peter Ducey is at the White House.
President Biden is going to announce measures that officials here say are new, but they are similar to things that we've heard before, like cracking down on gun dealers and so-called ghost guns.
We just got an update on unemployment. Fox's Lillian Wu has numbers live.
Dave, fewer Americans filed for first-time jobless help than expected last week. 238,000 versus 245,000. It's also lower than the week before. Experts feel it's a reflection of high demand for workers whose productivity was up 6.6%. That's more than double what was expected. Continuing claims, a pinch higher than expected. Dave.
Lillian, it's a tough day to travel. FlightAware reports more than 4,000 flights are canceled. There's a lot of dangerous roadways with winter storm and ice warnings from New Mexico to Maine. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, our top Fox story, the U.S. terror raid in Syria, taking out the leader of ISIS today. We expect to hear from President Biden later this hour. There are still a lot of COVID deaths across America. They've risen four straight weeks with another 3,500 plus reported yesterday. But COVID cases have been coming down from last month's peak of the Omicron wave.
We believe we will get there. We can't guarantee that there will not be another variant that challenges us.
Biden COVID advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci. There's new research that many Republicans who fought COVID restrictions like.
One of the most trusted sources of data on COVID-19, Johns Hopkins University, published a study concluding that lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. In the Johns Hopkins report, three leading economists analyzed data from 24 studies and determined travel bans and mandatory school and business closures early in the pandemic reduced COVID deaths by only 0.2%. Federal health officials said they welcome a proposal in the Senate to create a bipartisan task force to investigate the pandemic's origins and the response of the Trump and Biden administrations.
Fox's Jonathan Sari. There's been another guilty plea in last year's Capitol riot.
Aaron Mostofsky, who referred to himself as Caveman, was seen inside the Capitol wearing a fur costume. He was also sporting a bulletproof police vest. He's now admitting to stealing during the mayhem. Mostofsky also happens to be the son of a New York City judge. The 35-year-old has pleaded guilty to civil disorder, theft of government property, and to entering a restricted building. He faces 12 to 18 months in prison when he's sentenced in May. More than 730 people have been charged with federal crimes relating to the Capitol riot, but Mostofsky is one of just a handful to be charged with felonies. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down, led by Meta, Facebook's parent company, plunging 20% in pre-market trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.